so much. This is Thomas Kish, of course, with CashflowExperts.biz, the creator of the Ultimate Real Estate Investor's Guide. Thank you guys so much for joining us on tonight's teleconference and training call. Now, we're going to talk about something that is literally changing the way people look at real estate investing, including me. Now, this is something brand new, so get something to write with. We've got Steve Odette with us this evening. He's been an entrepreneur for over 25 years, and 15 of those years has been as a professional real estate investor. Now, he's also a valued mentor, and he coaches many, many people. So we're really fortunate to have him with us this evening. He's coming to us from Raleigh, North Carolina. Steve is here to talk to us about a stunning invention created by his partner, actually, Ken Wade. Now, if you've heard of Ken before, he's got an impressive background. He's a Harvard MBA, CPA, and a bona fide numbers cruncher. He's done hundreds of real estate deals valued well in excess of $100 million. All different kinds of deals. You know, don't let the numbers intimidate you. Ken has done everything from small vacant lots and residential properties all the way up to large downtown office buildings. Now, he discovered an inside track vital to investing success. I like to, think about it or talk about it, you know, like market timing or like, you know, when you chart the stock market. But, you know, that's enough of my understanding. I'll let the experts tell you exactly what it is. It involves more than just using your gut and hoping for the best. That's the point of tonight's call. Steve swears by it. Hundreds of thrilled members swear by it. And the more I learn about this program myself, the more convinced I am and agree with them that this is the absolute future of how savvy people are going to make money investing in real estate. You know, there's an awful lot of money being put in the investors' pockets using this information, and tonight you'll understand exactly why. What you'll learn tonight can be the difference between making a few thousand dollars or making millions of bucks. So if you're ready, let's buckle our seatbelts and allow me to introduce Mr. Steve Odette.
Thank you very much, Tom. I really appreciate that. Well, let's go ahead and get into it here. I know it's late at night on the East Coast for everybody, and we've had busy days, so let's go ahead and get started. Today what we're going to talk about, what I'll share with you, is a tool that is changing the way that real estate investing is done, just like you said, Tom. To get the most out of our discussion, though, if you can, you'll want to be in front of your computer so that you can see the slides that we're going to review this evening and follow along. To do that, just open up one of the emails that you received inviting you to the call and click the link to the teleconference page. At the bottom right of that page, you should see a big button there that says See Slides Here. This information can impact your profits in extraordinary ways. And if you're ready to take your investing to a level that you've probably never even considered before, I doubt very seriously anyone on the call has even seen this information before. You'll definitely want to follow along and see for yourself exactly how profitable this can be. So click that button, the See Slides Here button, and follow along with the slides as we go through
Steve,
the information.
Let me quickly give them the website. If anybody does not have the email, it's real simple. Just go to www.markettimingmaster.com/Kish, K-I-S-H. So if you can't find the email and you want to watch the slideshow, go to markettimingmaster.com/Kish, K-I-S-H.
There you go. Okay. And also, in the middle of that page that Tom just directed you to, at www.markettimingmaster.com/Kish, K-I-S-H, you'll notice in the middle of the page there is a private code for this call. It's in red letters right about center of the page. You'll definitely want to write that code down and keep it handy because special arrangements have been made for you today that you'll definitely want to hang around for, but we'll talk more about that a little bit later. So, okay, well, time is money, and so let's go ahead and get started. Imagine how much money you could make if you had a crystal ball that showed you the future trends of all the real estate markets across the United States. And that's basically what we're going to talk about this evening. How much of an advantage would you have if you could recognize the emerging markets or the hot real estate markets accurately and before anyone else did? How much money could you make if you could avoid the bad markets, the ones that are still heading south, that are still going downhill? Well, Harvard MBA, TPA, and like Tom mentioned earlier, multi-million dollar investor Ken Wade, my partner, has literally cracked the code to clearly understanding what we call real estate market cycles. Ken's powerful system allows you to instantly and accurately know whether it's time to buy, sell, or hold in any real estate market in the U.S., and including your own market. Would you like to know exactly what your market is doing? It's important for our real estate investing offers, for our business, for our profits. But let me ask you, in the past, I mean, up until now, if you've been in this industry for very long, how much time would it take to do, say, the demographic studies or the job growth studies or analyze the PHSIs or review the National Association of Realtors reports? We don't even want to talk about those tonight. That stuff is a whole different ballgame. Would you like to be able to, you know, how long would it take, Tom, to track the baby boomers? I mean, we hear about that, don't we? You know, you want to be ahead of the baby boomers. If they're going someplace, you want to be there before they get there. Well, how long, how are you going to do that? How, in the past, how do you even find out what they're doing right now? How do you research those markets? How long does it take to research the trend, to find the job growth industries and research the market cycles?
Well, Steve, I assume that rich people have the money they can afford to hire a team of experts to do it for them. But unfortunately, folks like us, we don't have that luxury.
I'll tell you something about that. Some investors who understand the importance of these studies or what used to be a joke. Remember the old joke, what are the three most important things in real estate investing? You know, what are the three most important rules? Rule number one is location. Rule number two is location, and rule number three is location. Been around forever. You know, there are investors like you and I, we understand the importance of this information. And I used to pay, there are report sellers, and they charge several hundred to thousands of dollars for every report. And that's only for one market. And I used to buy these reports myself. Man, that's crazy. You can have better, more accurate, real-time information at your fingertips. Literally, click a button, turn your computer on, click a couple of mouse buttons, and there's the information that you need, like you said, without breaking the bank, without having to pay thousands of dollars a month to get it, or without having to search through piles of information for hours, days, or weeks to find it. Recently, Tom, I had the pleasure of speaking at an event here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the host of the event asked me to give the audience an example of how I personally profited from using these market timing tools. And I explained how, just using one example, that month I put an additional $50,000 in my pocket, and it was primarily due to having the information inside of this amazing program. You know, I'm also probably going to close on at least one, if not two, of the properties next week, and should put another $15,000 to $40,000 in my pocket, depending on, if we can get the lawyers together for the escrow. So, that's both of those properties primarily due to the information that we're going to discuss here tonight. So the answer to the question, how have I benefited from this information, I have to say substantially. But this information is going to challenge some of the perceptions that the folks on the call have today. It really is. Because if you're like other successful investors who see this information for the first time, I can almost guarantee that you've never seen this information before and you'll probably never look at your investing business the same way ever again. But you know what, Tom? Seeing is believing. So if you haven't already and you're following along on the computer, go ahead and click that button, that See Slides Here button on the teleconference page, and let's go ahead and get right into it. If you're on that page, at the top of the page, you should see a bunch of small numbers just under the header there, a bunch of little numbers. Go ahead and click on the number 2, and you should see a chart there that says San Diego, California. We're going to use San Diego, California as our first example to illustrate how valuable this information can be for your investing. For each of our examples today, we're also going to start with an investment of $20,000, so between 15 and 20% of the purchase price, as a down payment. And for all of our examples, I hope everyone's sitting down, we're going to purchase our properties for full price. So now, I know that probably threw some of you into shock, but remember, you don't have to use a down payment. You don't have to, certainly don't have to buy things for full price. By the way, you also don't have to use this information for buy and hold strategies. But for our illustration, we wanted to be very conservative. We wanted to show you how powerful this information is in what we would consider to be maybe a worst-case scenario for an investor. I mean, coming up with, you know, the 20% down payment and buying for full price, those are not normal things for us as investors to do. But what if you could make, you know, huge sums of money even doing that? Imagine how much more powerful it would be using the creative techniques and our negotiating skills like we've been taught and like we've been doing for years. So we wanted to be conservative. So that's why you'll see these numbers throughout our presentation this evening. This chart here, though, San Diego, California, introduces you to three elements of what's known as technical analysis. Now, we're not going to get into technical discussions this evening, so don't let that scare you. All we're going to do is talk about these very simple three elements. The first element we're going to talk about is called, we're just going to refer to it as a blue line. And you'll notice here on this chart that there is a blue line that goes right down the middle of this chart. This represents real estate values in the markets that we're going to discuss, in this case, San Diego, California. What's important is that in this chart, you'll notice that the real estate market cycles, or this blue line, they can be tracked. And in fact, these cycles can be predictable, as you can see here. Now, think about that. See how the blue line goes up and down, and this is the value of real estate in, for instance, San Diego here, going up and down since 1975. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the blue line later, but just understand that for our purposes right now, the blue line represents the value of real estate in the markets that we're looking at. The second and third elements of technical analysis that we're going to talk about are what I call my two best friends, the red line and the green line, also known as moving averages in technical analysis speak. But we're just going to call them the red line and the green line. And specifically, we're going to focus on only two characteristics of the red line and the green line today. Number one is, what direction are they moving? Are the lines going up or are the lines going down? And number two, do they cross each other? That's it. All we're going to focus on are those two things concerning the red line and the green lines. What direction are they heading, up or down, and do they cross each other? So looking at this illustration and starting with our $20,000 investment, let's invest in a property here in 1980. You see the little arrow that says 1980 with buy? Let's go and buy a property here in 1980, and we're going to hold that property until 2006, at which time let's go ahead and sell it. Now, if we'd have done this, which is kind of the traditional way a buy and hold investor would have bought real estate, how much money would we have made? Take a look at slide number three. Click the small number three at the top of the page, and you'll notice that over that 26-year time period, give or take, we would have made roughly $202,000 in the San Diego market with a $20,000 initial investment on this property. So, you know, it's not an awful lot of profit, but we did come out ahead. Was that 1,000% return on investment? But let me ask you a question. What if I could show you a way to double that profit? Or how about triple it? What would you say if I could show you how to make five times that much profit with less risk, easier, in the exact same market, using the exact same $20,000 investment during the exact same time period, actually a few years less, using only one small change? Would that be worth learning how to do? So let's see how knowing when to buy and when to sell would have affected your profit picture. Is that all right to go ahead and do that, Tom?
Yes, absolutely.
I think I lost him. I think, okay, good deal. Go ahead and click on slide number 4 at the top of the page, the number 4. And you'll see here, the first thing that you'll notice on this page, it's a little bit different. You'll notice that the blue line, or the value of the real estate, is going down in 1980. Can you see that? And in fact, it doesn't hit bottom and start moving up until 1982, give or take. And that's where the red line and the green line come into play. For buying, we want the lines to go up. And before making the decision, we're looking for the lines to cross. That's it. It's just that simple. This didn't happen for San Diego until, for the first time anyway, here in 1983. You see the little arrow there pointing towards the pink circle where the lines crossed? It's right around 1983, and that's where the blue line, the red line, and the green line, they're going in the up direction, now 1983, and they crossed for the first time. So we didn't buy property until 1983. Well, why did we stay out of the market from 1980 to 1983? What were the property values doing? Take a look. They're heading down, and they're heading down aggressively. So do we want to aggressively invest when property values are rapidly declining and when we're losing money or we're losing value? And think about that for a minute. Probably not. We want to purchase and own our properties at the right time, when the market values and our property values are going up, right? And that's what happened here in 1983. We see the red line cross the green line, so that's when we buy. Next, we watch the lines go up and up, and what happened here in 1990? What direction are the blue line, the red line, and the green line heading? They're going down. So what else do they do here in 1990? They cross. So we make a decision. The lines are going down, and they cross in 1990, so we sell. In 1994, we see the red line and the green line going up again. They cross, so what do? We make a decision. We buy. It's really pretty simple. When the red line and the green line are going down and they cross, we sell. When the red line and the green line are going up and they cross, we buy. That's it. In 2006, the red line and the green lines crossed again, and they're heading in the down direction, so we sell. Okay, how much money did we make in San Diego using our old buy and hold strategy? The old way, the way we did it before, we made what? I think it was $202,000. But how much money did we make by simply watching a red line and a green line, by avoiding having our money in the market at the down times? And by knowing when to buy and knowing when the best times to make the most profits to sell were. Take a look at slide number 5. Click that number 5 at the top of the page. How about over $1,100,000 in profit? I mean, that's over $930,000 more in profit, in pure profit, just for knowing when to buy and when to sell. And we're talking about the exact same market here, Tom. This isn't a changed market. We didn't invest any more money. We didn't build a garage or add a bathroom on, did we? This is just knowing
right.
When to buy and knowing when to sell. So what do you think so far? How are we doing?
It looks fantastic. I love the slides.
I think the information hopefully is I'm not going too fast, I hope, either. So,
No, it looks perfect.
Let's go ahead and click on slide. All right, good. Let's click on slide number 6. Let's step back for a second. Because on slide number 6, let's talk about being a real estate investor. In this case, traditional real estate investing. We, as traditional real estate investors, you know, you and I, we make our money through what's called forced appreciation. And you may not have heard it called that before, but that's really what it is. Forced appreciation investing is based on earning profits, making money through the use of different investing tactics like rehabbing or probate investing, foreclosures. We talked to Suzanne at the beginning of the call. She's doing short sales. or using other strategies and tactics, many of which are listed here on this slide, but all of which allow us to force the appreciation or the value and the profits out of our investments. And it wasn't until very recently that I understood that there was a way to greatly improve my forced appreciation profits, an insight that's changed the way that I do my investing forever. When I saw this information for the first time, Tom, I was absolutely shocked. But once I understood it, the light bulb went on, and it hasn't gone off since. And I'd like to be able to help you and the folks listening in tonight to also discover exactly how powerful this shift, this simple shift in understanding can be to your real estate investing profits. Go ahead and click on number 7 at the top of the page, slide number 7. Would you like to increase your profits like we did in San Diego without doing more work? Or would you like to reduce your risks of real estate investing or increase your returns, lower your stress levels? I mean, that's something that really appeals to me. And how about increasing your opportunities, but do it all easier? In other words, you can always buy new courses or take new, you know, programs or curriculums or buy new manuals. But I'm talking about really not changing what you're doing or how you're doing it. Just one or two simple things, shifts in your strategy that will allow you to leverage a much greater return with much less risk. So you can do that by simply making the shift to include what's called automatic appreciation investing into your formula. It's that simple. Automatic appreciation investing is when your profits come from the value of your property going up naturally or automatically just because of when and where you purchased it, just because you own it. That's it. To illustrate this, let me give you an example. Maybe this will help you understand it clearer. Recently, I was talking to a seller in Long Beach, California, or actually near Long Beach, California. He's putting his home on the market, and I'm sure you can understand why. That market's having some challenges right now, so he's going to sell his property. He bought the property about 10 years ago, and he paid somewhere close to $250,000 for the property. I don't have the exact number, but he said around $250,000. He's selling the property, and guess how much money he's going to make on that property? It's probably close to $2 million, almost $2 million in profit. In profit, just from that one property. Why? Because he purchased his home 10 years ago in a market that has gone up in value year after year after year after year substantially. This is not, by the way, he's not a real estate investor. Okay? He's just a professional. He works in the area. He just bought the house. It's his own property. He didn't do anything special to the property. He didn't add anything on. He didn't paint it. He didn't do anything to it. All he did was bought it, lived in it, owned it, and by just being in the right place, he's going to make almost $2 million on that property. Man, that's just enviable. What if you could know in advance what markets are going to do for the next 10 years? How would you like to know, how would you like to have owned several properties in that market 10 years ago and be able to sell those properties today? But let's look at this thing called automatic appreciation. What are some of the advantages to automatic appreciation? Take a look at the bullets here. You know, first off, automatic appreciation works for everyone. You know, what does that mean? This guy has a property, but do you think his neighbor's properties also went up that much? Sure they did. Anybody who owns a property in an appreciating market is going to benefit from the market going up in value. Everybody's property in an appreciating market goes up in value. So that means that it works for anybody in a market in the markets that are going up. It's lower risk. To establish that, I just ask people, you know, what would you rather do? Invest whether you're doing lease options or short sales or wholesales or buy and hold, doesn't matter. Would you rather do it in markets where the property values are going up, or would you rather do your investing in property values that are in areas where property values are going down? I mean, obviously, you want to be in a market where the values are going up for several reasons. Is it easier to find, say, a tenant for your lease option property in a market that's in demand? Well, sure it is. Is it easier to find people with money in a market that's in demand? Probably is, because markets in demand usually have good jobs. So people have money. So doing your investing in good, sound markets probably is pretty intelligent business, and it definitely reduces your risk. You know, let me ask you this. If you make a small error of, say, $10,000, you buy a property for $10,000 too much in a market that's going down in value, you may just have lost all of your profits. But if you make a small mistake in a market that's going up in value, it covers it. You're covered. So there's less risk investing in markets that are going up in value. There's a massive upside potential because there are unlimited what's called acquisition candidates. It means any property is a good property in a market that's going up. So you don't necessarily have to find motivated sellers. You don't have to do short sales or pre-foreclosures or foreclosures, although I still do all of those things, and I highly recommend people do. But you can buy properties in appreciating markets basically for full price and still come out making a windfall of profits. Being in the right place at the right time makes a huge difference to how much money you have in the bank. You can use automatic appreciation in combination with whatever you're doing today, you know, your forced appreciation strategy. If you're doing lease options, well, keep doing lease options. Just do them in a place that makes more sense, where you can make more profits. If you're doing wholesale, short sales, buy and hold strategies, doesn't matter. Do it in a market that makes sense doing it in that market. Or know your market so that you can adjust your strategy to accommodate the risk. So what does that mean? Let's say that you're investing in a market that's going down 10% a year. Are you going to offer 100% for the property, or maybe only 60%? And if you know the market, you're going to know what the offer is that you need to make in order to protect yourself, cover yourself for the risks of the market. So it's great to be able to use automatic appreciation investing combined with forced appreciation strategies. You can use automatic appreciation tactics locally in your own backyard as what we call a local market master. But if you really want to get crazy, you really want to blow your investing profits through the roof, tonight we're going to talk about something called being a total market master. And that's what the big players do. That's what the people, like what you had referred to earlier, Tom, people that used to be able to be the only ones that could afford this information, that's how they've been able to leverage huge advantages over smaller investors by having this information. Well, now we can all do it, and let's see how having this information can really make a difference in your bank account. But what if I could show you how to be investing in the right place at the right time, but not guessing it anymore, doing it every single time? Follow along with me for the next few minutes, because what we're going to discuss next, I think, can revolutionize real estate investing in general, I mean, the whole industry in general. And I know that it can revolutionize your personal investing business like nothing you have ever seen before today. And remember, all we need to do is a couple of simple things. We're just watching the red line and the green line, and we're making a decision when they cross. That's it. We're maximizing our gains by finding the best markets at the best times. We're protecting our profits, and we're avoiding the losses by simply getting out of the markets or changing our strategy when the red line crosses the green line. It's that simple. All of this is done, by the way, with the click of a mouse. If you're only investing in your own backyard, investing, you know, is what we call a local market master, only participate when there is a potential for a gain or adjust your strategies. If your market's, you know, doing poorly and going down and losing value, and we had a couple of folks that submitted some questions before the event this evening, and they said their markets are losing value, well, you know, that just means change your strategy. But knowing what that means. How much market value is your market, you know, going down? How long has it been going down? Is it flattening out yet? Is it turning around yet? If you know the answers to those questions, you'll know whether you need to change your strategy or, you know, put your money in the bank at 5% or find another market to invest in. As a total market master, we're going to talk about that more later, you're going to be able to leverage this information in a way that you may not have thought about before for a real estate investor. So, and like I say, we're going to talk more about that later. Let's go ahead and basically, let me step back a second. All of this, by the way, is very similar to investing in the stock market, Tom. And you said that earlier. You said it's like investing in the stock market, and it is, except that there's one significant advantage when it comes to real estate. Stocks can change their values in hours or even minutes. Real estate values do not move as unpredictably as the stock markets do. As a matter of fact, it usually takes months and often years for real estate markets to really change. That's what makes them extremely predictable. And the tools that you now have available to you, I mean, just invaluable for your real estate investing business. And by the way, as a side note, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Tom, because it's very recent, the events of the stock market, are you familiar with stock markets too much at all, Tom?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Do you know that recently the stock market, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, opened up the opportunity to invest in real estate futures? Which basically means...
Yeah, I hear about that on CNBC.
And we're not going to talk about it. Yeah, and what that means, and we're not going to talk about this tonight, but just so that folks on the line understand this, what that means is you can basically buy stock in real estate markets. That is powerful stuff. And this is the only tool in the world that allows you to track markets in real estate. So you can actually make profits in real estate whether the market's going up or going down, doesn't matter, just by being in the stock market. When that happens and when that starts to really catch on, that is going to be one powerful, powerful investing strategy. And these tools, oh, man, they're going to be things I don't even know how to begin to talk about tonight. But let's go ahead and click on slide number eight. Slide number eight, and this is the Boston property. We're looking at the Boston market. I'm going to move a little bit faster here because I'm taking up a little bit too much time. But this is a graph of the Boston market, just like the San Diego market that we looked at earlier. But notice that the Boston market looks different than the San Diego market did. And this is important to note because it shows how each city has its own personality, its own fingerprint, so to say. San Diego was a bit more sporadic, you know, went up and down, up and down. Boston is more predictable, more stable, and apparently has longer market cycles. So again, look at the blue line. In 1978, the market was heading down pretty rapidly. Then it started heading back up again about 83 and down again here and then back up again in around, 2004 or so. And then the market began to slowly head down again. So let's walk through the Boston market quickly, just like we did for San Diego. We start with 20,000. We buy in 1980. We hold to 2006. Click on slide number nine, and we see that we would have made about $241,000, just a little bit over $241,000. Not a huge profit for 26 years. However, what would have happened if we had only bought and sold at the best, most profitable times, if we would have known when to buy and known when to sell? Go ahead and click on slide number 10. And here you'll notice that in 82 we buy, in 88 we sell, in 93 we would have bought because we got the crossovers, the red line and the green line are crossing. They're moving up in 83. It's moving down here in 2003, so we sell. Click on slide number 11. How much money did we make making our decisions based on the red line and the green line? About $987,000 plus. I mean, that's almost $750,000 more in profit in that same market during that exact same time period using the exact same $20,000 initial investment and adding no value to the property. That's substantially different bank account balances at the end of this 26th period. And what did we do? All we did to make that extra $746,000 was avoid the losses. That's it. We purchased when the market started to rise. We sold when, or changed our strategy when the market started to fall. Then, when the market heated up again, bam, we got off our sofas, we got back out there, and we started buying again. That's all we did. Now, that's investing. And inside of the market timing system that we're going to have access to, we're going to talk about here tonight, there's over 381 different cities in every market in the United States available to you to do this exact same thing with. 92%, I think, of the entire U.S. is covered inside of the system. I mean, is this exciting yet? For me, there was nothing more exciting when I first saw this. But let's take a look at one more market. Slide number 12, Los Angeles, California. Go ahead and click, let me see. We're going to buy and sell like we have been in Boston and San Diego. 1980 we buy, 2006 we sell. Click on slide number 13, how much did we make? The traditional kind of old buy and hold strategy, about $245,000. But let's use our market timing system and see how much we would have made, how we would have done if we'd have had the red line and the green line in this Los Angeles market. Click on slide number 14. Am I moving too fast, Tom? We're doing okay.
No, I think it's perfect.
Did I lose you? Okay, good. Slide number 14, and we're going to buy in 1985. Why? Because we have our red line crossing the green line going up. We're going to sell in 91, buy in 96. And for our example, even though we don't really have a sell signal, we're going to sell it here in 2006. Go ahead and click on slide number 15, Tom. Take a look at this. How about over $2 million? Over $2 million. That's almost $2 million in additional profits in this one single market. And the only change we made was knowing when to buy our properties and knowing when to sell our properties by using our market timing tools. That's it. I mean, tell me, have you ever seen anything like this before?
I have not.
This information, yeah, I'm sorry, Tom. I think I have a delay in my phone lines. I don't know what that is, but when I saw this for the first time, I had never heard this before. I mean, I'd heard how important, you know, being in the right place at the right time was, but I'd never had that explained to me. I don't know if you have. I know you've been investing for a long time, too, and I don't know if you've had anyone ever really show you this information before, but I know I never did. And it shocked me when I saw it for the first time. And it never fails when I give one of these presentations and show this information to folks. I get emails all the time saying, oh, my goodness, I just never knew. Because, you know, what most people don't understand is that banks, for instance, pay thousands of dollars every month to get this same information that you're seeing here today. They pay thousands more to have the information analyzed. What Ken Wade's released is the most advanced technical analysis tools for the real estate investing industry in history. And I don't know about you, but you should be able to see exactly how powerful, how profitable these tools, having this information, can be for your real estate investing businesses. I mean, it's just powerful stuff. But what if I could show you an even more powerful way to use these same tools to leverage this absolutely incredible information? What if I could show you how to use this information to increase your profits, build your wealth, and make your investing business something that, I mean, beyond anything that you'd even ever thought of before? I know it's beyond anything you've ever seen in the real estate investing industry before. Pay close attention to what we're going to cover next. Because until now, what we've discussed, Tom, has been single markets, right? We started in San Diego, then we stayed in San Diego. We started in Boston, and we ended in Boston. We started in L.A., and we ended in L.A. Now, it's been extremely profitable. You can see, I mean, we've made $2 million more just in one market just are using these tools. And, you know, when we saw a down market, we simply changed our strategy or put our money in the bank. But let me ask you, how powerful do you think these tools would be if you use them to invest, say, all over the United States? And instead of putting money in the bank or changing your strategy in a down market cycle in your local market, what if you simply went from hot market to hot market to hot market with your profits? Take a look at slide number 16. At the top of the picture, you'll be on the right page. It should say Total Market Master at the top of the picture. A total market master is an investor who finds the hottest markets at the best times, and that's it. Let's start by reviewing the U.S. as a whole. If you invested in an average market in the U.S. from 1980 to 2006, looking at this information on this first page here, slide number 16, you see you would have made about $63,400, give or take, during that 26-year time period in the average U.S. market. Ouch. Only about $63,000 in 26 years in the average U.S. market. What that shows you is that not all of the United States market experienced this boom that everybody's been talking about, doesn't it? But click on slide number 17, and you'll see here Boston on the far right-hand side of the map. What would we have made if we could have lived where we wanted to and invested where it was best? And that's Ken Wade's model, by the way. Live where you want and invest where it's best. Let's take a look at what we could have made during that same 22-year time period that we've been talking about here for San Diego and Boston and Los Angeles. And this time, let's not just invest locally. Let's invest all over the country. Looking at slide number 17, notice on the right-hand side we have Boston. That was the second city that we discussed. And we're going to start with our $20,000, just like we did for Boston before. Click on slide number 18. And we're going to hold that property that we bought in 82. We're going to hold it until 1988. Because if you'll notice down in the left-hand corner, the market here in 88, the red line crosses the green line, it starts to go down. It's kind of small, but that's exactly what happened down here. So in 1988, we sold our Boston property. Click on slide number 19, and you'll see here that our profit from that property from 1982 to 88 was just over $138,000, and that was just from automatic appreciation. That wasn't, you know, if you're a lease option investor, that wasn't any money up front, that wasn't any cash flow. That was just money from the value of our property going up during that period of time. However, notice down here in the left-hand corner, we also got back our original $20,000, didn't we? So now how much do we have to reinvest? We have $158,000. And here's a question. Do we want to buy a property in Boston in 1988 where we just sold? What does that market look like right now? And why did we sell here? Because the Boston market's doing what? It's pretty soft. So we sold. So let's not put our money back into real estate in Boston. Instead, as total market masters, remember, we're not limited to only our own local market now, are we? Nope. We can invest anywhere that our money's going to grow the fastest, safest, surest, best, biggest in the U.S. However, how are we going to know where the best places are to invest in? We talked about that at the beginning of our conversation. In the past, how did we know? Spend hours and thousands of dollars to find out. No, not now, though. All we have to do now, click a couple of buttons. We put up a tool called the Dream Tool. It's a piece of software, and I love this thing. And in less than 5 minutes, we find out, go ahead and click on slide number 20, we find out that in 1988, when we just sold our Boston property, Los Angeles is looking like a pretty good place to put our money. So we buy property here in Los Angeles in 1988. We invest $158,000, and we watch the market in L.A., and you see down here in the left-hand corner again. In 1991, our red line and green line cross. They're going down. So, again, we're going to sell our property. This time we're going to sell in L.A. And how much did we make? you make 20, click on climber 21, and in just the Los Angeles market, we made just under $170,000. But look at slide number 22. Click on that little number 22 at the top of the page. Remember, we had $158,000 we started with, right? So we now get that back. So altogether, we now have $328,000 to invest again. That's not too bad. Click on slide number 23, and we see that, you know, again, Los Angeles in 91, looking kind of cold. So we get out our market performance scoring tool. That's another great piece of software that we have inside of the market timing system. And we find that in 1991, in less than 10 minutes, by the way, click a couple of buttons, and we find that Austin, Texas is looking pretty sweet in 1991. So we take our $328,000, we move it into Austin, Texas, buy some property there, and we hold. And we watch our red line, we watch our green line. In 1995, we see it's time to sell. How do we do? Take a look on slide number 24. About $405,000 in profit. Now, that's not too bad. But click on slide number 25, because remember, we also get back our initial investment. So we're up to $733,000 and some change to reinvest again. How are we doing so far? Doing all right?
You bet.
So, yeah, it's. I mean, this is, and what we're seeing here, Tom, this is just compounding. We're just leveraging and compounding. That's what we're doing. Real estate is such a powerful investment vehicle. It really is. And but here we are. We have $733,000. And click on slide number 26. We just pulled all of our profits out of Austin, Texas. Click on slide number 26. And this time we're going to pull up another piece of software called a market scanner or the market screener tools. And these are kind of, you can customize them based on the kind of investing that you do. And we find properties that fit what we're looking for in where we're going to invest right now. We're going to invest in San Diego. And we take our $33,000 here in 1995, and we invest it in San Diego. How much profit did we make from 1995 to 2005? We're going to go ahead and sell the property. Click on slide number 27. This is where leverage and compounding and having this information makes a huge difference. We just made $5,600,000 in profit, and that's in profit. We didn't have to guess anything. We didn't speculate. There was no gambling. It wasn't luck. We just had a couple of mouse clicks inside of the market timing system, you know, Premier Membership Portal, boom. Pull a couple pieces of software out and put our money where it made the most sense. Take a look at slide number 28. We now have $6,300,000 plus in profits to reinvest. I mean, this is absolutely unreal. It's unreal. I wish that someone had told me this, you know, and that these tools would have been available to me 20 years ago. I mean, it's unreal how powerful this information is. And it's not changing anything that you're doing as an investor, except where and when you're doing it. That's all that we're talking about here. Okay, now, don't forget, by the way, that we're in the same 26-year time period that we used when we were looking at our single city examples, right? When we invested only locally in San Diego or Boston or Los Angeles, it's the same 26-year time period. We're also using the same $20,000. We still only started with how much money? $20,000. Except the difference is now we have $6 million in profits. Incredible. So what do we do now? I mean, we're at 2005. The rest of our examples took us to what, 2006? So let's do it one more time. Take a look at slide number 29. We get out our custom charts and graphs. We pull out our local market analysis tool. These are two more powerful pieces of software available to you inside of the membership area. And after just 15 minutes of research, we find a little place called St. George, Utah in 2005. And we take our $6 million, we invest it in St. George, Utah in 2005, and we're going to sell in 2006. Now, we didn't get a sell signal. And looking at the bottom left-hand corner, we didn't get a sell signal. In other words, the red line and the green line hadn't crossed yet. But just because we want to make it a fair comparison to our other examples, we're going to go ahead and sell the property here after just about 2 years. Take a look at slide number 30. We made $7 million in profit. I mean, if you're not awake by now, folks, you need to get out of mirror and breathe on it, because I'm just not sure you're alive. I mean, altogether, take a look at slide number 31. Altogether, take a look at slide number 32. What do we have? $13 million, slide number 32, $13,482,168 in profit.
You're right, Steve. This is really powerful.
It's unreal. It's unreal. And Tom, we didn't do anything that would require any kind of a degree. We didn't do anything rocket science. We didn't do anything. I didn't tell you to quit doing lease options or short sales or anything else. All we did was whatever you're doing, just do it in the right place at the right time. That's it. That's all we've talked about this evening. Click on slide number 33, and the difference doing that was $13,400,000 plus. I mean, just unreal. We did it easily. We did it profitably, consistently, accurately. We didn't guess anything. And we did it from our living room or our offices in front of our computers. We did it in our pajamas if we wanted to. We just used the most accurate, advanced market analysis tools in the history of real estate investing. That's all that we did. Boom, click a couple of buttons. That's where to do my investing at. Or click a couple of buttons and understand what my offer needs to be in my market because I know what my market is doing. Isn't this powerful stuff? I mean,
absolutely.
My goodness, Tom. So let me ask you, if you could have these same simple to use, easy as the click of a button real estate market timing tools in your investing toolbox, the same things that I'm using every day. By the way, you know, I don't know if I sound like somebody that does this very much. I'm not a presenter. What I do is real estate invest. That's what I do for a living. I'm a real estate investor. And, you know, I can't ask me if I'd help him to tell people about this program because I love it so much. And I do. I've made an awful lot of money using this thing. So I don't know if you can hear it. I'm passionate about this program because I am an investor just like you guys are, and I use this tool every single week in my business. I do. I love this thing. But if you could have this in your investing toolbox, and if you could leverage this information just like we showed you here tonight, I mean, I don't know about you, but will you ever look at your investing business the same way again? No more guessing, no more speculating, no more gambling. Now you're going to know exactly when and where to invest. You're going to know what your markets are doing so you know what offers to make. And you're going to be able to do it with the least amount of risk and the absolute highest possible return on your investments. I don't mean to tongue twist myself, but I don't care if you're flipping, wholesaling, short selling, whatever kind of investment strategy you're using. I cannot imagine doing my real estate investing without first knowing the markets ever again, because now you can do it. You can do it with a click of a couple of buttons. You can know for certain how your local market's doing. You can really know how it's doing, not the rumors, not what someone says. I mean, I've been caught up in that over the years, too. Oh, this place is hot, you know. Well, all I got to do now is pull up a couple tools, and I can tell if someone's, you know, onto something or if they're just blowing wind. But how would you like to have this information available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, the click of a mouse, just like I do, you know? I think that most people that are listening to the call, if they're investors or if they want to be investors in real estate, the answer to that question is pretty obvious. But there's probably a question that everybody has about now. Can you afford it? And how much does it cost? Well, there's some good news and there's some bad news, and let's go ahead and cover the bad news first. There is a limit to how many more members Ken's going to allow into the program. And I think, Tom, you were familiar with this program when it first launched. I know you were. And when I tell people that Ken closed the doors after what, I think it was 10 days.
Right.
When he initially launched this program, there were only 10 days that he left the doors open. That was it. I think he had like 4,000 people wanting to get in when he closed the doors. 4,000 people wanted a membership into this program. And he said, no, I have enough people to take care of. I want to make sure everybody's taken care of, and that's enough. And he shut the doors. You couldn't get in. You couldn't beg, borrow, or steal to get into this program. And Ken has made it very clear that when he gets, you know, too many people to take good care of, he will close the doors again. So I do know that that is a possibility. And I have friends who are still kicking themselves for not taking advantage of the charter membership program because they couldn't get to these tools. I've put thousands and thousands of dollars in my pocket using this information, and they've been over there kicking themselves because they couldn't get to it. So that's the bad news. Ken is going to limit how many people he will allow into this program. I don't know how many that's going to be or how long that's going to last, but I do know that that is a fact. So that's all the bad news, okay? But go ahead and click on slide number 34, and let's take a look at what's inside of this program. On that slide, you're going to see a picture of a good-looking girl with a cell phone or something. Go ahead and click on that picture, that banner there, and give it a second to load, and there's a page that pops up, and scroll down that page a little bit, and you'll see a bunch of boxes on the left-hand side. Let's talk about those boxes right there. Inside of the Market Timing System Premier Membership Portal, you have access to the most powerful tools for analyzing real estate markets and market cycles in the U.S., tools that you cannot and will not find anywhere else at any price. On slide number 34, you should be there. You should be looking at those boxes on the left-hand side. You'll notice that the very first box there, it says Market Performance Scoring Software, and the second box says Single City Reports Tool. Now, I love the single city tool. That's what I use most often because I have many properties come across my email every day through lead generation. And when I see a property that looks good, I want to pull up that market and look at it. I get out this single city report tool, and boom, a couple clicks of the mouse, I can tell you exactly what that market's doing. I know whether it's going up, going down. I know whether it's flat. I know whether it's a good place to be putting my money, a bad place to be to be putting my money. I know immediately. Powerful tools. Going down to the next couple of boxes, you have the custom charts and graphs analysis tool. It's another piece of software inside of the membership portal. This tool, this is a Ken tool. If you're very technical, if you like numbers, if you like to get into using software a lot, then this tool is extremely powerful. It'll let you use trend lines and dig down deep. This is, by the way, this is the one that it's like the crystal ball. If you want to actually look into the future of real estate markets, learn how to use the custom charts and graphs analysis tool because this is the tool that will help you to do that. Technical analysis can help you to actually see pretty darn clearly into the future. Now, I personally like real time. I don't really dig too deep. I'm an investor. I make money. But I do get in here sometimes, and I do dig around because sometimes I want to know how much my money is going to grow. This is a tool to use. The next couple of tools or boxes here you see on the left, you have the market screener, the market scanner tools. Well, what do these do? These help you to refine your search criteria to fit the kind of investing that you're doing. If you're a wholesale investor, that's a different strategy, a different criteria than, say, someone who's looking to buy and hold. You may not mind a market that's flat or that's not going up 20% a year because you're only going to hold the property for a short period of time. Well, enter in your information and pull up markets and look at those markets based on how you're investing. That's what these two tools do, the market screener and the market scanner. How would you like to see the trends that the baby boomers have been following over the past 30 years? We talked about this a little bit earlier, didn't we? There's a tool, the next box that you see here, it's got kind of a weather map looking thing on the front of the box. that's at the bottom, just above the kind of a credit card looking thing, and that's the Dream Tool. Each of those colors swirls around as the market moves. So the big red blob that you see there, what if that represents the baby boomers? How would you like to track backwards and see that red area moving from, say, California to Washington down to the Texas area into the Florida? You can actually watch it move almost real time and see where the baby boomers have been and where the baby boomers are moving to. That is incredibly powerful information, especially like we talked about earlier. If you want to leverage the strength of all the cash that the baby boomers bring to commerce, to our business, to real estate investing, track them, follow them, hold with them, and you're going to probably do pretty well for yourself. And this Dream Tool is a tool to use. By the way, all of these pieces of software are just click a button. You don't need to have any kind of degree. I mean, Ken has a Harvard MBA. He has his CPA. He's done $100 million worth of real estate investing. That puts him a little bit above me. I don't know about other people on the call, but he's a little bit sharper than I am. And, you know, I don't have his understanding of technical analysis. But you know what? You don't need to. All you need to do is be able to open up your computer browser, click a couple of buttons, and boom. The exact same information he has to look at is sitting right there in front of you. Here's where to buy. Here's where to sell. Here's when to buy. Here's when to sell. These tools are that simple. Click a couple of buttons. That's all you have to do. The last thing that we're going to talk about here is this Premier Market Timing Mastery membership, and that's kind of what we're talking about tonight, the Premier membership. What else is included in the Premier membership? Well, you've got videos to get you started. We've got online training and support. There are regular updates to the information. This information doesn't stay. This isn't the same information as last year. It gets updated on a regular basis. You can go in there every quarter minimum. This information changes because the quarterly updates are the minimum updates that the software has. So every quarter you go in and you know exactly what's happening in the markets, and that's just at minimum. You can check it every quarter. Advanced tools, software, training, there's information, there's new tools being built. And how about having Ken Rhodes' own market analysis and insights in your email box? Every month or two, he'll send out reports saying, hey, here's where I'm investing my money at. Here's what I see in the markets. But as I'm looking at the software here, this is what I'm seeing looks good. This is where I'm investing. This is where I'm advertising. That alone is worth more money than I can even calculate here. So, and I've personally profited a lot of money just from knowing Ken and being a member of this program. So, now, I know that some of you are probably looking a little bit further down, and you see on the page here where it says Premier Membership, just $19.97, and monthly subscription of only $97 a month. Well, the good news is that's not your investment tonight, because Tom has made some special arrangements with Ken and basically twisted Ken's arm and, you know, beat him up. I don't know what you did, beat him up with a baseball bat or whatever you did. But Ken has made some very special arrangements for Tom and the Cash Flow Experts Biz Group. And you don't have to invest $19.97, even though that's what everybody going to the website would be investing today. And we're, you know, people are joining this program on a daily basis for that investment. Do you remember the private code that we talked about here at the beginning of the call? It was on the teleconference page. Here's what you need to do right now. If you'll notice on the page that we're looking at with the boxes, slide down the page a little bit, and you'll see here where it says in the first set of fields to fill out, first name and last name, phone number, that there's a little small box just below the field that says country, and that box says check here if you have a gift certificate. Go ahead and put a little check mark in that box, and you'll notice that a second field pops up, and it's a gift certificate information field. Enter into that field. Now, it's important that you put your caps lock key on. It has to be all capital. But enter into that field this code, F-E-171. 3B21C. Let me do that again. F is in Frank, E is in boy, 171-3B21C. And what's this gift certificate for? How about a $1,200 discount off of the enrollment fee? And that is an incredible opportunity. And Tom really cares about you guys because he, you know, I know that you and Ken had worked some stuff out. I didn't realize, you know, just exactly what you'd worked out. But, you know, I got to say that you guys, this is a guy that cares about you because, you know, he really fought to make sure that he got the best that he could for you, for this group, folks. And $1,200 discount, that's just unreal. So let me give you that code again. And then we're going to talk about this a little bit because I want you to understand there's some other extremely, how about this? Let me just go ahead and say it. There is no risk here, okay? How would you like to take the entire system for a test run for 30 days with no questions asked just to see if it's right for you? No risk guarantee. And that's, I mean, that's very important to understand. Just do this today. Join today. Get access to these amazing tools. Take them for a test drive. Check out the system, and there is a full 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee on your investment. If you're not 100% thrilled with your membership, simply go to the 24/7 help desk for a full refund at any time in your first 30 days of membership, and there's no questions asked. You know, we want you to love these tools as much as we do. You know, I personally want you to love these tools and make as much money using them as I am. This is an absolute profit-changing program, and we want you to be as comfortable using it as we are, as I am in talking to you about it. You know, knowing when to buy or sell in the best locations is, well, it's a winning ticket to success. It really is. I mean, that sounds kind of cliche, but it's the only thing that I've seen that has been a new, different, and incredibly advantageous tool for real estate investing to come along in, 20 years? In a long, long, long time anyway. And I started making money with it 3 months after I got involved. And I'm a slow runner. So there are people that are just raking in money all week long using these tools. Now, the code again, let me do that again, is FB171. 3B21C. There's a little button there, by the way, that says check your coupon. Go ahead and click that. Enter the code in. Click that button to make sure that you've entered in the code right. You should get a little red message that comes up if you've entered in the gift certificate correctly. FB1713B21C. You should get a little message that comes up that says, congratulations, your $1,200 instant savings certificate is valid. So, and by the way, it also says that your monthly subscription is guaranteed never to increase. That's something else. This is not a discounted membership in the sense that it's a watered-down Premier membership. This is a full-blown Premier membership into this program. You get everything any other Premier membership gets, who's paying, you know, almost $2,000 to enroll. The same exact program, except you're getting a significant discount. The program, like I said, it's a 30-day test drive. You're not locked into anything. Take it for a run. See if you can, you know, benefit from these tools and this powerful program. But there's a limit on what we can do for this program. And then let me kind of step back again. With this $1,200 gift certificate, I can only guarantee that the certificate's going to be good through midnight tonight Pacific time. And that's it. I can't guarantee that it's going to be good tomorrow or the next day. I can only guarantee, Kenneth told me that I can only guarantee the gift certificate, the $1,200 discount, which brings, by the way, the initial investment for this program to only $797. That's it. And, again, no risk. Take it for a test drive, 30 days, no risk, no questions asked. You know, get in there, dig around, use the tools, see exactly how powerful this stuff is. but only till midnight tonight can I guarantee that that gift certificate's going to be good. Folks, you know, once you start using these tools, you will never invest in any property again. And I can promise you this because I don't, without first going to the market timing membership portal and checking it out, finding out what the market's doing, where the properties, where your properties are located, finding out where you want to invest and putting your money in markets that are growing. That's what we're doing, and that's what I know you'll start doing too once you start using these programs. You know, I'm an investor too, like I said before. That's what I do for a living. And by the way, once you're in, you're in. The membership will not be increased for you. The monthly fee is never going to go up. Your subscription is not going to change from $97 on a monthly basis. That's not going to change. It's going to stay that way. Even though Ken's adding, I can tell you right now, he's adding one new piece of software that's going to make everything we talked about tonight, going to make that stuff pale in comparison. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We only have, an hour to talk. So, and I'm already running a little bit late. I'm sorry about that, Tom. But
no problem.
What we have coming is even more powerful than the things that you've seen here today. There are tools being added. Like I said, there's that stock market futures tool that is going to be incredible, being able to buy and sell stock in real estate futures. Oh, my goodness. And this is the only tool in the world where you can track the markets. Can you imagine how that's going to make a change in our industry? And something else that's important, too, and Tom, I know you've seen this. This industry is changing. It's changing drastically. Some folks, I know you've heard about the markets drastically changing. People are going through foreclosures. The markets are adjusting. They're turning. They're changing. For people like me, this is one of the best times I've seen in my 15 years as an investor. It's an unparalleled time to leverage this industry for profits like we have not had an opportunity to make in a long time. But only those who are ready, who understand this business, and who stay on the cutting edge, and especially when it comes to the technology, and who are prepared for change, are going to prosper in this new coming real estate investing climate. This tool, this software, I can virtually guarantee you is going to be at the heart of these changes for this industry. It has been for me. I just can't even look at properties anymore without knowing for sure what their markets are doing. So do yourself a huge favor, folks. Look, a 30-day trial, no risk guarantee, a $1,200 discount that Tom has arranged for you guys today. And I'll make one other offer to Tom's group, to your group today. For the first five people that get on the program, and I think they may have already been taken. I'm not sure. I can't get into that area. I know that Ken's – I'm seeing here we've already got at least five people joined. I'll tell you what, I'll change that. For the first 10 people that join the program tonight, I'll give you my time personally to walk you through the program. How's that? And I don't offer that just to everybody. So, if, you know, all you have to do is email me at questions@markettimingmaster.com. If you've, you know, decided to join the program today and take it for a 30-day test run, send me an email at questions@markettimingmaster.com, and we'll schedule a time, and I'll walk you through the program personally. And my time right now is worth about $600 an hour, so that's not something I'm offering you that I'm doing very lightly here. So, you know, anyway, that code again, one more time, is FB1713B21T. And, you know, folks, I invite you to join us. You know, we're truly changing the industry, and you can be one of those lucky few people who can say, look, I was there in the beginning when these tools just became available. So anyway, Tom, you know, that's it. I hope that, you know, if nothing else, the folks that joined us tonight learned some new things and benefited from the information that we covered. I thank you so much for inviting me to the call this evening. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your time. Is there any question I can answer for you? Anything else that I can offer this evening?
No, Steve. It was fantastic. I mean, for me to watch those slides, it was such a eye-opening experience, and I really thank you. I thank you guys for making that offer. That's an amazing offer, and I'm really pleased that you guys are able to extend it to my list. Why don't I open up the call for just a minute and see if we've got anybody on the line with us that's just got a quick question tonight?
Sure.
What is the command to unmute the folks?
99.
It is 99. Fantastic. Hey, everybody on the phone. Does anybody have a quick question for Steve before he has to call it a night?
Yeah. Where'd you come up with the $20,000? What was that for to start?
The $20,000 was just an arbitrary amount that we used to show you guys that these are the numbers, even if you use a down payment. I mean, certainly, I don't use down payments. I'll put 10% down on property sometimes. But what we wanted to do is show you that if, even if at the worst-case scenario, if you used a $20,000 down payment on every property, and if you bought them for full price, this is the difference in profits that you can make by simply leveraging, doing it at the right times, in the right market, making your decisions at the right time. That's all that this really talks about, you know. So that's just an arbitrary amount. Did I answer that question for you? Did I cover that?
Got it. It's Raleigh, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, sure enough.
I'm in Myrtle Beach. I'll drive up there and see you.
Is this Rick?
This is Rick.
Yeah, Rick, I got a couple of your questions, actually. I see them here in the question and answer section in the back here. I was running over. Normally, I do a few questions before the call or a few after, but I didn't want to step on Tom's toes. I know he's got a real busy weekend this weekend as well, and so I didn't, you know, volunteer to open up for the questions that you guys posted. But I see here you asked, you know, can you put...
I already tried to find your name, your phone number, and address. It's not around.
You can just get all the me questions at markettimingmaster.com and just address it to Steve, and I will answer your questions for you, okay?
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
Anyone else? You're welcome, boss. You're welcome. Does anyone else have any questions about the Premier Membership Program this evening? Folks, I mean, this is a heck of an opportunity, a heck of a program, too. Don't miss the opportunity to save $1,200 because it's not something that gets offered to everybody, I can promise you that. So lock that in anyway and take it for a test drive. There's no risk. There's no, you know, you don't have to worry about losing any money. Just get in there and dig around. Take it for a test spin. So does anyone else have any questions? Tom?
Yes, I have a question.
It doesn't sound like we have any more questions, so we'll call it a night.
All right, then. There we go. Well, folks, thanks again for inviting me to the call this evening and for joining us. I really appreciate it. That code, again, is FB171-3D21C. And folks, do this. Take it for a test spin, okay? I really look forward to seeing y'all inside of the membership area and assisting you on your path to wealth. And the first 10 folks that join in tonight, I look forward to scheduling a time to walk you through the program and meeting you and getting to know you a little bit better. And to all of you, I wish you the very best of fortunes in your investing. And remember, you know, live what you want, but invest where it's best, okay? Y'all take care, and Tom, you take care. It was nice talking with you this evening.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure. I'll see you very soon, I'm sure.
All right, Tom. You guys take care. Night, everybody.
Good night.